It was smiles in Geneva when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and other foreign ministers congratulated each other over last month's interim accord on Iran's nuclear program. Tough economic sanctions drove Iran to the bargaining table. And now some members of Congress want to put even more economic pressure on Tehran by approving a new round of sanctions. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham.
The Congress believes that sanctions, along with the threat of credible military force by the United States and Israel, has gotten us to this point, that if you back off now, you're sending the worst possible signals.
Some members of Congress are concerned the interim nuclear deal allows Iran to continue enriching uranium. The top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, says that's a mistake.
I think enrichment for a country, especially like Iran, that is shown to have secret programs, has been seen to be a rogue nation. Their ability to enrich really throws into disarray, if you will, all the other agreements that we're negotiating around the world.
The Obama administration says new sanctions will violate the interim agreement with Iran and could possibly divide the U.S. from its international partners. President Barack Obama says more time is needed for diplomacy.
If it turns out 6 months from now that they're not serious, we can dial those sanctions right back up.
The interim agreement calls for daily inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities. Former State Department advisor for nonproliferation Robert Einhorn says that is a must.
You can't base this on trust. You have to base it on strong monitoring measures, strong verification measures.
Once the interim accord is implemented, negotiators will have 6 months to hammer out a final agreement designed to guarantee Iran's nuclear program can be used solely for peaceful purposes. Analysts like James Phillips of the Heritage Foundation remain skeptical.
And as we've seen with Iran, it frequently has violated its own pledges in the past. So this deal could go up in smoke in the course of the next 6 months.
Next week, Secretary Kerry is scheduled to testify before members of Congress in an effort to address concerns about the interim nuclear deal. Kerry will try to convince members not to approve any new sanctions while negotiations with Iran are continuing. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.